So this week I was thinking of the valuable lessons that we learn. That maybe it was while we were growing up, stories from our grandparents or our great-grandparents, our aunts. And those stories that shaped and formed them, that helped them survive if they were, you know, some of the first pioneers to come over and to settle the land, and the lessons that they had to learn to survive in this, you know, unsettled land and like new things that came up that they probably never experienced. And to think about that, and those lessons that they, their turn, taught their kids, and maybe some of those changed a little bit because it wasn't so wildness and, you know, creatures and crawlies and all those things that you might have to be careful of. But those lessons, the lessons that came from our parents to us that helped shape and form us, and then those same things modified, tweaked, that we tell our own kids. So I don't think I ever had to tell my kids. I might have, but I might have blocked it, as parents do at times, to never run with scissors. And it's just like, just don't do that. We know that. As adults, might tweak that a little bit when we're in a hurry, because we know how to safely do it. But I was thinking about those stories, about those lessons, and how scary it might have been, not only for our ancestors, for those that came before us, to leave what they knew, those comfortable, expected family situations and land they knew and expected, to come into the unexpected, to live into that. And in that, thinking about Abraham and Sarah, how they got to take their household with them and their family, at least their nephew, Lot. But they were told to leave and come and follow God into this new place, this promised land. And that covenant that was set forth, that promise that God made that they would make many nations out of Abraham's family, out of his line. And Abraham, not knowing at the time, but he trusted. But most of those promises he never got to see. And we look into the Romans text, and it wasn't by the law or what he had learned, the law that God had taught him, but it was by faith that his family was able to live out those promises. And in that balancing, so in a balancing of those teachings that he was taught, that was told, those laws that kept him safe, and the faith that sustained him when he knew there was just the craziness of life going on, and he kept seeing himself age, kept seeing Sarah age, and he kept wondering, when is God going to fulfill the promise of making my descendants many nations? But it says in Romans that he did not weaken in faith when he considered his old body, which was already as good as dead, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. What an amazing testament to hear those stories, the story of Abraham and Sarah, probably our own family stories. There's probably some family member that shared that in their hopelessness, in that despairing moment when they received a diagnosis or they had to move to another place or they had to give up independence, that they had faith, that they knew that even in this, that God was walking beside them. And that steadfast love that they held on to, that we hold on to, when we face those uncertain circumstances, that circumstances that most times would knock us off our feet like a bowling ball with pins. That promises, that love that holds us, that gives us courage, gives us hope, gives us faith to walk the next steps. And I like that word, the wording of steadfast love, which is a gift of grace. That grace that was seen and given through Christ, that fulfilled the promises that God gave to Abram and his many descendants, that God repeatedly gave to those he called to follow him. And that courage that we need for those next steps, for the forging on onto the path that is unfamiliar, and holding on to hope when all of our hope seems lost. And I was thinking about the graduates. We had some high school graduates, we had some college graduates, some I know, some my family. And then thinking about my own experience of graduating and stepping into the unknown. You kind of have that familiar, like, okay, I kind of know how school works, and I kind of know where I'm going, and I kind of know what I want to do with the rest of my life. And when I hear that, at times, with my kids, I don't laugh at other kids, but at my kids, I just kind of laugh when they say, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, good luck with that. It took me 20 years and I'm still figuring out what I want to do. And another 20, and now I know where I'm going. So at least for now, I know where I'm at. But anyways, those things, the stepping into the unknown, we kind of know where we're going, but we don't know all the details. The unknown, the unfamiliar space, and have courage, have trust, to know that the next step, God is with us in those steps. That God is with us, will not abandon us, gives us reassurance. And for us that are gathered here today, for those who are unable to, I pray for each and every one of us, no matter what life circumstances we're going through, what curveballs are being thrown, I pray that each of us can hold on to that foundation. Those foundations of God's love, of God's grace, of those guidance that helped us through our years, and remembering the lessons that we've been taught by our elders, by life, to hold on to those and know that the flexibility that we've seen and are given is a gift. And that remember that grace is ever flowing, is freely given to us, and that it's okay to fail and go, all right, now what? And adapting and knowing and enjoying looking back and knowing that you survived the least expected moments. And through our relationship, through God, made visible through Christ and that Holy Spirit that settles and dwells within us, that we have that love to sustain, we have that grace to help us, and we have that hope to hold on to. Amen.